Welcome back, everyone. And let us thank the White Group for bringing food today. That was great. Nicely done. And the next and final color in our spectrum is pink, and that's for next week, okay, the 22nd. Good.
I hope it helps her. Thank you. Very much.
All right, Michael, I wonder if you would mention the Sangha that Sunday and the Chaucers and tell us about that.
Oh, thanks. Judith. Okay. Thank you. So, yeah, Judith just asked me to mention this Sunday, for anybody that's interested, there's a half-day retreat. It used to happen once a month at La Casa de Maria that my wife, Radley, hosts each month around mindfulness. But this particular one, we've now moved, because of La Casa being out of commission at the moment, to Trinity Episcopal Church on State and Mitchell Turina. And this coming Sunday afternoon, we're going to have an afternoon that's kind of going to be around the theme of the book. So thank you for mentioning that, Judith. So it's going to be from 2:30 to about between 5 and 6 p.m. So... And then the other, there's a book signing. Again, thank you, Judith, for mentioning that. Next Thursday, the 21st of March, at Chaucer's Bookstore at 7 p.m. So I just have 20 minutes left with you. I have to go at 1:45, I'm afraid, to go back to a noon meeting at the hospital. But and I'm going to leave you when I leave with a question for you to engage in discussion with each other. And Tom will bring the morning to a close. But I just wanted to ask you whether you would like to have 20 minutes, which is what we have between now and 1:45, of discussion, or whether you would prefer me to lead you in a meditation, which will probably take pretty much that time. The meditation, just to say, is a meditation that I developed based on the nest in the stream and what I learned from the nest in the stream. It's a meditation on how to be with our own pain in the ways that I've just described. And for those of you who are interested, there's actually I set up a website to support what's in the book, and it's michaelcarneymd.com, and that has... If you go to the nest in the stream, it has a section with this meditation and another meditation, which you can listen to or download if you like. It's available there. So just to say that. So could I maybe have a show of hands? How many of you would like a discussion right now? Question and answer discussion. And how many of you would like the guided meditation? I think, I'm not counting hands, but I think guided meditation probably has the edge. So I hope that's okay. Let's do that. So I invite you just to take a seat and make yourself as comfortable as you can. And if you can, sit with your back as straight as is comfortable for you, but not kind of rigidly straight, but kind of imagining maybe a thread going from your head that's kind of just suspending you a little bit, but with your shoulders relaxed and your belly soft. So it's a kind of relaxed alertness. I invite you to close your eyes. So I invite you to allow your awareness to drop down into your body, all the way down to the ground, all the way down to the sensations of contact between your feet and the ground. And for just a few moments, allow your awareness to rest in those sensations of contact, those sensations of firmness and solidity in your feet and the earth. When you're ready, allow your awareness to rise up, fill the whole space of your body, from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head, mindfully aware. And as you're mindfully aware within your body, notice any areas of tension, discomfort, even pain. And with the inhale, imagine breathing into that area. And with the exhale, loosen, soften. Let go. And let your body be still, apart from the gentle movements of the breath. And notice where in your body you're most aware of the sensations of breath, the rise and fall of your belly, movements of your chest, subtle flow of air moving in and out of your nostrils. Allow your awareness to alight on the sensations of breath like a feather on a wave, rising with the inhale, letting go with the exhale. As your body continues to breathe, I invite you to bring your awareness to the center of your chest, the area of your heart, and to notice how you're feeling in your heart right now. And if your mind is carried away by thoughts, as it will be, as soon as you notice this,
Let go of the thought and allow your awareness to drop once more down into your body and into whatever sensation is in your heart area right now. As you do this, I invite you to consider the following open sentence and to finish it in your own mind, in your own heart. When I look at what we're doing to our world, what breaks my heart is. When I look at what we're doing to our world, what breaks my heart is. Just allow your heart mind to finish that sentence, maybe with an image, maybe with an idea. What I want you to do is, rather than get caught in the image or the idea or the story, to bring your awareness back to your heart, to whatever pain you're feeling in your heart right now. Notice whatever is there. Notice where it is, how it is, how it feels. You may be aware of nothing in the center of your chest. There may be a hollowness or an emptiness or just no particular feeling. Well, just be aware of this. You may be aware of an ache, soreness. Maybe aware of a sharpness. Whatever you're aware of, whatever feelings of pain you have in your heart, notice what this feels like in your body. With the exhale, allow your awareness to drop into the felt sense of pain in your heart. With the exhale, and for just a few moments, allow yourself to suffer your suffering. Now I invite you to just let this be, just as it is. As you expand your awareness, allowing it to once more fill the space of your body. As you once more notice the sensations of breath. Wherever you're feeling this, in your belly, in your chest, the air moving in and out of your nostrils, and I invite you to bring your awareness to the sensations of the exhale. to allow your awareness to rest on the sensations of the exhale all the way through the exhale, even beyond the end of the exhale, as you let go, let go, let go, until the next breath flows in effortlessly, like a wave washing up on shore. So one more time, allow your awareness to rest on the sensations of the exhale as you release and let go, and let go, all the way through the exhale, letting go, letting go, even beyond the end of the exhale. Until the next breath flows in as the body breathes all by itself. There's so much you don't have to do. You don't have to make the rain fall. You don't have to make the sun shine. You don't have to make the heart beat. You don't have to make the body breathe. The body breathes all by itself. Just allow yourself to be carried in the effortless flow of the body's breathing. And as you're carried in the effortless flow of the body's breathing, release the pain in your heart. Release the energy within and behind the pain in your heart to the flowing through of the deeper stream. And for the sake of all beings, letting go, letting go, letting go. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be free. And may I become all that I need to become to best enable this to happen for all my relations. Thank you all for participating in that. I hope it's helpful. And I'd like to leave you with a question to think about. This is another open sentence, and this one focuses on something perhaps more easy to look at than the pain we're feeling for our world. It's also that open question that I included in the meditation, something. When I look at what we're doing to our world, something that breaks my heart is, that's one of Joanna Macy's open questions from her work that reconnects, as is this question, which is,
something about being alive in the world at this time that I feel really grateful for is. That's the open sentence. Something about being alive in the world at this time that I feel really grateful for is. So let that drop into your heart, and then I invite you to turn to your neighbor and maybe share around that for a few minutes each way, and then I'll hand over to Tom. Thank you all very much. Bye.
Often we do this kind of exercise in groups of three, four, five. So if you would like to link up with people that you may not know very well, that would be good to do.